Hi, this is Relate to the Bible podcast with Deborah Styling, a podcast that helps listeners realize the Bible is still relevant in the 21st century. Hello, this latest podcast is called The Lord's Commandments Are to be Taught to the Younger Generations. It covers Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 1 through 25. You can also find this at Books of the Bible in smaller chunks at https://bible-in-smaller-chunks.blogspot.com. I felt led to write this for people in our busy world. But in doing this, I'm always mindful of Revelation chapter 22, verses 18 through 19, not to add to or take away from what's written in the Bible. So in doing this, I had to pray intensely for a long time because I was kind of concerned and I wasn't sure how to attempt this major endeavor that the Lord had on my heart. But the answer to the prayer that he had on my heart was that I'm not supposed to change the meaning of the passages in the Bible. Although he's shown me ways to add to the understanding of that meaning, like putting more current terms, which I, if any changes are almost every change, but I'm human, I may slip up, but most changes are within brackets so that you know there's a slight change or telling who's speaking or being spoken to, because quite often they have he and him in the same passage and it can get tricky to understand who the he is and who the him is. Don't change that every time, just when I think it might be problematic in understanding. Sometimes I will add information that might possibly add clarity or background information, like sometimes it's talking about something that happened in a previous chapter or book of the Bible. So that part I'll say within brackets it says, because I want you to know that part's been added to possibly add, you know, to potentially add clarity for your background information so you understand what it's talking about there. And then on the internet, it's a different color font so that they know. Also, if you ever get on the internet, this is in a table format. The Lord had it on my heart to put it in a table format, and I hope you find that beneficial for you. But it doesn't really affect the podcast because it reads just the same. This is done primarily with the King James Version Bible and lots of prayers. And then in addition, at times I will use BibleGateway.com, BibleHub.com, then IV Bible, Webster's Dictionary, and other internet resources as necessary. In that, I don't include repetitive text. Now, if the text that's repetitive adds new information, sometimes it does, or it adds clarity, it's done for emphasis, then it'll be included. But if it's just repetitive and it doesn't do either of those, then I don't include it, which does affect the verse numbering. And so praying about this, the way the Lord had on my heart was, the way to rectify it, was to have a range of verses like I have here. So this is the book of the Bible, Deuteronomy. It's over chapter 6, and it covers verses 1 through 25. So you know the vast majority of the printed information that the Lord had on my heart to include will be here. But I'll tell you, this is verse 3, this is verse 4, this is verse 5. Sometimes I condense, combine, and compress similar words. And also, if it's foretelling of a future event, I'll say, there's an asterisk, it's foretelling of a future event. But sometimes I'm able to summarize it briefly, sometimes I'm not, it just depends. And if I get to a portion where it's Jesus' words that will be in red on the internet version of this, but I will just tell you that, you know, these are Jesus' words because they're in red. Okay, the Lord's commandments are to be taught to the younger generations, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 1 through 25. Now, these are the commandments, statutes, and judgments that the Lord your God commanded to teach you, so that you might do them in the land where you are going to possess it. So you might, so, should say so that. You might fear, which means respect your the Lord your God, and keep all his statutes, commandments, and teach your sons and your daughters, and your son's son, which is your grandson, I have that within brackets, all the days of your life, and that your life is prolonged. Therefore, O Israel, hear and be careful to do these, so it goes well for you, and you might multiply and increase greatly in the land flowing with milk and honey, as the Lord your God of your forefathers has promised you. O Israel, hear that the Lord God is one Lord, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your might. These words that I command you today shall be in your heart, and you shall diligently teach them to your children. You shall talk to them even, you shall talk to them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the road, when you lie down, and when you rise up in the morning. Tie them on your hand for a sign to remember this, and they shall be like a pendant between your eyes. You shall also write them upon the posts of your house and on your gates. Then the Lord your God brings you into the land that he swore to your forefathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I also have within brackets, also known as Israel. The backstory on this is Jacob. What God came to Jacob and he said, you will no longer be called Jacob, you will be called Israel. But sometimes it can be confusing because it sounds like two different people, Jacob and Israel. And so sometimes I put it together with a slash in between, sometimes I put it as known as, or sometimes I just have either name. But I just wanted to give you the backstory. And Jacob, to give you tall and big cities that you didn't build, with houses full of all types of good things. I had to say backwards. Of good things that you didn't produce, and wells with water that you didn't dig. Also vineyards and olive groves that you didn't plant. But when you have eaten and are full, then be careful lest you forget the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. You shall fear and respect the Lord your God and serve him and swear an oath by his name. You shall not go astray after other gods of the people around you, for the Lord your God is a jealous God among you. Lest the anger of the Lord your God grow against you and destroy you off the face of the earth. And I have within brackets for going astray after false gods. You shall not tempt the Lord your God as you tempted him and complained and asked if the Lord was among you or not. In Massa, you shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God and his testimonies and his statutes that he has commanded you. Okay, so I did not put this as a different color, and I need to correct it and apologize. So the portion, so as you shall not tempt the Lord your God as you tempted him in Massa, but within brackets I have, but this is added so you have the backstory, and complained and asked if the Lord was among you or not. You shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God and his testimonies and his statutes that he has commanded you. You shall do what is right and good in the sight of the Lord, so it may go well for you, and that you may go in and possess the good and land that the Lord swore to your forefathers, and to cast out your enemies before you as the Lord has spoken. And when your son asks you in a time to come, saying, what do the testimonies, statutes, and judgments mean that the Lord our God has commanded you? Then you shall say to your son, we were Pharaoh's slaves in Egypt, and the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. And the Lord showed signs and wonders that were great and severe in Egypt upon Pharaoh and all his household before our eyes. The Lord God brought us out from there so he might bring us in to give us the land that he swore to our forefathers. The Lord commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear, respect the Lord our God for our good always, so that he might preserve us alive as it is this day. If we are careful to do all these commandments before the Lord our God as he has commanded us, and it shall be to our righteousness. Okay, the next time I share a podcast, it will be called The Lord Your God Will Deliver the Seven Mighty Nations Over You, and it covers Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 1 through 26. Please share this with others. Thank you. Thank you for joining us at Relate to the Bible. I look forward to you joining us next time, where you will hear more examples of how you can relate the Bible in ways that are especially meaningful to you.